This I think is interesting because this is the same kind of reaction I heard when this book was coming out, and there were various psychiatric organizations or individual psychiatrists saying that Donald Trump is headed toward a mental breakdown and stuff like that. People who have never met the guy, much less treated him or did any kind of examination of him psychologically. Since 1973, the American Psychiatric Association have abided by, I think we have to say,
they've tried,
a principle commonly known as the Goldwater Rule, which prohibits psychiatrists from offering opinions on someone they've not personally evaluated.
Yeah, the rule is named because of its association with an incident that took place during the 1964 presidential election.
Yep.
During that election, Fact Magazine published a survey in which they queried more than 12,000 psychiatrists on whether candidate Senator Barry Goldwater, the GOP nominee, was psychologically fit to be president.
So 12,000 psychiatrists that got the questions, 2,000 of them responded, and more than half of them said that Goldwater was unfit to assume the presidency. This is people that never met the guy.
Yeah, while there's no formal policy in place at the time the survey was published, the ethical implications of the Goldwater survey, in which some responding doctors even issued specific diagnoses without ever having examined him personally, became immediately clear.
It's outrageous. It's unethical. This is an opinion piece that's written, and I don't have the doctor's name, and I apologize for that, but it is in the American Psychiatric Association publication. And he says, we live in an age where information on a given individual is easier to access and more abundant than ever before, particularly if the person happens to be a public figure. With that in mind, I can understand the desire to get inside the mind of a presidential candidate. But he goes on to say that breaking the Goldwater rule is irresponsible, potentially stigmatizing, and definitely unethical. That should be obvious to everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And then people are doing it left and right.
Yep. Yep. And there are no consequences for it. I think that's the biggest problem with social media.
We blab and there are no consequences.
Nobody's going to hold us to whether or not we know what we're talking about.